Blog Talk Radio.
Mary, if you go ahead and start with Bless Our Elohim.
you got Elohim, King of the Universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and in your blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, and commanded us to kindle this festival light.
Blessed are you, Yahar Elohim, King of the Universe, who has kept us in life, served us, and enabled us to reach this season. Let us bow our heads. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We gratefully acknowledge your gift of Messiah to us and his constant tabernacling with us through the divine Ruach to perfect in us a holy temple in which you will dwell throughout all eternity. We celebrate this feast in anticipation of that day when you will come and tabernacle among us and illumine us with your Shekinah glory. Pour out your spirit upon us this day and your blessings upon our offspring, and grant us that we may drink from the river of life which flows from your throne on high. Amen. Morning's blessing of the emblems are you, Yah our Elohim, King of the Universe, who has sanctified us in the blood of Messiah and commanded us to separate the Kalah. We break the bread of life this day and partake of the covenant which you enjoin with us to be fulfilled in the coming kingdom, when we will partake in full that which we celebrate this day. Blessed are you, Yah our Elohim, King of the Universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. Amen. Let the congregation say amen. Okay, you guys got yourselves muted.
Praise Yah, to whom all praise is due.
Let's see, where did we go? All right, we drink this cup of our betrothal in rejoicing of our union with him in the marriage supper of the Lamb. So you may take your bread now, and we have our bread this morning. And you may now eat the bread. To the Lamb of the Most High and his bride this morning. You may drink the grapes. Amen. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the bride. We thank you for the marriage supper of the Lamb. We thank you for being invited, Father, that we be honored guests, that you might find us dressed appropriately, and that you don't throw us out, hallelujah, into outer darkness. And we give you glory and honor and praise, O Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah on this morning. And hold on a second here. All right. Let's continue. The congressional prayer, that will be starting with you, Sister Mary, and then you, Sister Denise. We're in paragraph number 4. And Sister Mary, you're on mute. Hello. Sister Mary, Sister Denise. Sister Denise, are you able to hear me? Sister Mary, shalom. Sister Denise, Sister Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is now in the conference.
Shalom. I think that's Sister LaGracia.
LaGracia.
That is Sister Mary. I don't know what happened to my computer.
Oh, okay. So you're not able to do the part of the reader then?
I don't think so. If I can get into my email. Let me see if I can do that. I'm trying to minimize it on my phone. I think I'm able to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be able to see it on your phone.
Nope.
And I don't know what happened to Sister Denise.
I don't know.
You back, Sister Denise?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm turning up your volume on your mic.
I'm trying to get back on my computer.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do the reader part this morning.
Thank you, Brother Miles. I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, so Sister Denise, you're still doing the congregation, okay?
Yes.
Praise God, to whom all praise is due.
Blessed be God, to whom all praise forever and ever.
We will sanctify you, your great and holy name, in this world, just as it is sanctified in the highest heaven, as it is written by your prophet. And they call out to one another and say,
holy, holy, holy is Yah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Those facing them praise Elohim, saying,
blessed the presence of Yah.
From his place. And in your holy words it is written, saying,
Yah
reign
forever. Your Elohim, O Zion, throughout your all generations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Throughout all generations, we declare your greatness. And to all eternity, we will proclaim your holiness, your praise, O Elohim. Shall never depart from our mouth, for you are a great and holy Elohim and King. Blessed are you, O Yah, the Holy One. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily. Selah. Blessed are you, Yah. And our scripture reading for today, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and we'll get verses 8 through 36. Give thanks unto Yah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And I'm going to turn down your mic, Sister Mary, just a little bit because I get that echo. Sing unto him, psalms unto him, talk ye of all of his wondrous works. Glory you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yah. Seek Yah in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servants, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Yah, our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath. Somebody, you can't switch my screen, okay? Can't touch the screen on here.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's my screen. Where was I at? Sing unto Yah all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen. and the marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yah, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohims of the people are idols, but Yah made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yah, you kindred of people. Give unto Yah glory and strength. Give unto Yah the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among nations, Yah reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of Yah, because he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O Elohim of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heap, that we may give thanks to the holy name, to thy holy name, and glory to thy praise. Be Yah Elohim of Israel, for he forever. Blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praise Yah. The message for today. Israel dwelt in temporary shelters of the Sukkot during their wilderness journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. The Feast of Sukkot is a prophetic rehearsal of the millennial era when the Israel of Elohim will be in transition from the kingdom of this world into the promised age of the new heavens and the new earth. During the original journey, a canopy of protection was spread over them to shelter them from the heat by day and the cold by night. The cloud of his presence, his glory, acted as a covering over them, a tabernacle which was spread over them. The tabernacle of Elohim will be a shelter from the storm and the heat to protect his people in their wilderness journey into their spiritual inheritance. The cloud of his glory will overshadow and envelop them in their spiritual journey into the new era. In that day, the branch of Yah, Yeshua, shall be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped, in essence, overcome. For upon all the glory shall be the fence, literally a kippah, a wedding canopy of his protection over his betrothed. Dwelling in Sukkot is symbolic of the wedding festivals of the millennial kingdom period, where the bride and the bridegroom dwell in the kippah together before she is presented as his bride to the other guests. The prayers, and then this would be for you, Sister Denise. Number seven. Paragraph seven.
Of who you and us for redeemer, deliverer. Let me start over. Oh, do you send us your deliverer from your sake? Oh, our Elohim, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our Creator, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our Redeemer, deliver us for your sake. Oh, our God, deliver us.
Okay, and I'm going to blow the trumpet the shofar this morning. Glorify and sanctify be the name of Yah throughout the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days, within the life of the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon, and say amen. May his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity, blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded. Be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he beyond all blessings and him. praises, and consolations that are ever spoken in the world, and say, Amen. May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen.
Amen.
He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen.
Amen.
And let us play our celebratory song. Master of the world, King supreme, before all creation came to be, when by your will all things were wrought, your name, O Yah, was first made known. And when this age shall cease to be, you still shall reign in majesty. He was, he is, and will be all glorious, eternal, incomparable. Yah is one. No other can share his nature, without beginning, without end. Unto him be glory, power, and majesty. Selah. Rock of our lives, shield of our salvation, our strong hope and refuge, deliverer and savior, into whose hand our lives are committed for your keeping, for your mercy is everlasting and your compassion do not fail. Prepare our hearts, O Yah, for our deliverance from this present world and return of your Son, our Messiah, and our gathering together unto him in the establishment of your eternal kingdom. He who makes peace in the celestial heights, may he make peace among us and upon all Israel. May our eyes behold your return to Zion and the restoration of your presence to Jerusalem, the city of your holiness. Amen. And let us do our closing prayer on this morning. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, joy, to the only Elohim, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. And let us do the sounding of the shofar here. That's where I have it at.
Upon
you. May he bless you in this coming day. May the Most High keep you and yours. Happy Feast of Tabernacles Day 4, saints.
Thank you, Brother Miles. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Oh, don't worry, my sister. It's technology. It breaks.
Right.
It breaks. So we will see everyone this evening for the evening service. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Shalom.
Shalom.
Battery's good.
It still should be still charged.
Do I should shut it down when I get off?
You don't have to shut it down, but it doesn't seem like it's charging.
Right.
So you might want to let it stay on for a couple hours and then pull the plug out and see if it just shuts down.
Okay.
If it just shuts down, then that means that your battery's no good anymore. So, you know, you can use it while it's plugged in.
Well, would I need a new laptop?
No,
you need a battery.
Yeah, you just get a battery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they come out the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And take the Best Buy, and they'll be able to help you buy, get a battery.
Right.
Huh?
I said, just take it to Best Buy, and they can help you get a battery.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, have a blessed day.
You also.
Okay, peace and blessings.